And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode. Bless you for using the soundboard.
God bless everyone, especially the listeners for tuning in.
And we have updated the soundboard.
We have!
So it no longer has an air horn.
No, it does not have an air horn.
It's got a whole bunch of what I believe are royalty-free sounds that yep. YouTubers often use. So hopefully we'll be all right using them. We won't get copyright striked or anything.
Yeah.
So...
We can only cross our fingers and toes and
hope. Yeah, we can. And that is the first of many that you are going to hear this episode, because Josh can't keep his little fingers to himself.
Yes, I can't keep my little brown fingers off the soundboard.
But at least the air horn's gone, so I'm happy.
Yeah, it's like I'm like a kid at Christmas with this thing.
You
it's
are.
Amazing. But at least
which one's your favourite out of the ones that we've loaded up today?
Definitely this one. Yeah!
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. It's loud, it's fun.
And as you said, it sounds like Han Solo.
Yeah, it does a little bit. I don't want to go through all of them, because I feel
leave it for a surprise.
Yeah. There'll be moments during this pod where I'm probably going to end up using them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. You don't want to reveal them all too early.
No, certainly not. But I do think that is an amazing... like bit of kit that we've got for the pod now.
I actually agree. The last episode we used, it was not the last episode with the interview, but the one before the Psionics, and you said that was the best present ever.
Yep.
Now that we've got our own sounds on there, I'm starting to agree.
Yeah. And we can add so many more as well. Wasn't it 500 or something we can add?
Well, it's a 32, it'll only go up to a 32 gigabyte SD card, but it will hold something like 30 megabytes of sounds per, because you've got 8 buttons there.
Yep.
So 8 buttons divided by 30 megabytes is so many per button, and that's your limit on it.
Gotcha.
And you can only use, is it that one set of 8 buttons? You can't just move the dial and go on to a completely different set, can you?
We can, but I don't want to risk it in case I've got to reprogram it.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. But in testing it, all we could find was the regular drum kits.
Yeah.
So we only got one custom kit
to
use. But that's better than nothing.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Better than nothing. And the other thing that we could do with that particular soundboard, I believe, is to rig it up to MIDI sounds on the computer.
Okay.
But the loops that I've got on the computer that we use to record are probably worse than anything that's on there and probably not as usable. So
fair play.
We'll stick to the SD card.
Yeah. We'll give it a go. You know, we'll come back to it, change things around. But the soundboard is here to stay. I think you'll agree. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Now we've got rid of that air horn. I'm sure everybody's going to agree that it's going to go a lot better now.
Yeah, I reckon so. I'll tell you what, at the end, after we've done what we've done,
yeah,
can I try the dial and see if the air horn is available?
It should still be there, as long as the custom sounds, it wasn't on the custom sound kit.
Okay.
It should still be on the kit that you were using before.
All right.
Which I don't know which kit that was.
I do. Kit 4. I memorized it.
Okay. Yeah, it probably is then, yeah.
I had to memorize it. I was like, I found something that annoys Pyro. I have to, remember it.
So, okay. Fair play.
Well, we're already off to a doozy.
We are. Well, I'll tell you what. In relation to today's episode and the theme of it, I have an irrational fear of that air horn.
Okay. Well, good job. It's not on here.
What do you think that would be called?
Ooh,
honkophobia.
Yeah. Annoying honkophobia or something. Yes, you are right, my friend, because today we're going to have fun. We've got a really good, just silly, fun episode because we've had a few stints of serious, knowledgeable ones. So I thought, why not do... just phobias and fears and
classic Josh silliness.
Yeah. I mean, we've got to do the history first. Because okay. I like
the,
to do
the
that.
Boring bit.
The boring bit, yeah, yeah. I just
in,
like
in inverted
to
commas.
I like to have a little bit of seriousness and history with my silliness. So,
right. Okay. You
know. So phobias and fears, for anyone that doesn't know. is an extreme or irrational fear of something or an aversion to something.
Oh, right, yeah. I like cats have an aversion to water.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Because yeah, yeah. I actually had to look up what aversion meant. It means you just really don't like something.
Yeah, yeah. And I have an aversion to sprouts, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. And air horns.
And air horns, yeah.
Yeah, a phobia is also a type of anxiety disorder that can cause severe distress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, is it agoraphobics that are scared of going outside? I mean...
Get out of my head, pirate!
Oh, sorry. No, that's just something that causes distress, isn't it? It's not something that they think is going to kill them, but they just can't deal with going outside, you know?
So that's actually... There's two types of phobias.
Ah, right.
So okay. I might as well get into it now. So there's simple phobias, which is like animals, heights, you know.
Good old-fashioned scared of spiders.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And then you have complex phobias, which is what you said, which is the agoraphobia, which is a sense of no escape.
Yeah.
And it can also refer to... like if there's large crowds and I think it's called...
Yeah, I've got that. I social hate large crowds. I don't mind being on stage, being the performer, and there being a nice big crowd in front of me, but I hate being the person in the middle of that crowd watching the performer.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not the performer, I'd much rather be in the wings, being the roadie, being help, you know, stagehand.
Yeah, I'm with you. And like the difference as well is like simple phobias with animals and heights, and you can avoid those things fairly easily. In most situations.
My fear of heights got better when I started flying FPV racing drones.
Yeah.
Because you've got the headset on that gives you the pilot's eye view.
Yeah, yeah.
From the drone's perspective. And when you take the maximum you're allowed to go up is 400 feet. And being 400 feet up in the air and just cutting the engines and letting it fall out of the sky, that fairly quickly cures your fear of phobias.
Oh, I imagine that would, yeah. phobias do actually get better with age as well for some people.
Maybe, yeah.
But the complex phobias can actually cause like panic attacks, dizziness, and erratic behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We've seen in films, you know, when people are in elevators and they're like, get me out of here.
Oh, yeah. Just things like claustrophobia and agoraphobia and that. Like,
going absolutely nuts because they can't handle it. Like they physically and mentally can't handle the situation.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. So some cases of extreme phobias result in a person organizing their whole life around a phobia or fear, including placing restrictions on their day-to-day life.
Oh, right.
So an example of that I found was, you know, that old program of like extreme cleaners where it's kind of borderline OCD, but there's people that are like afraid of germs.
Yeah, like Monk. So,
yeah.
Remember that program, yeah.
Yeah, so they will literally, like, it's a massive hindrance to their day-to-day life because they're just cleaning the toilet all the time or changing the sheets and doing everything to avoid germs or whatever it is.
Yeah,
so,
like the guy that we work with, I don't want to name him for embarrassment. His brother's gone a little bit psychosis.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he won't leave the house just in case he needs to go to the toilet. Mm-hmm. Can't face going to public toilets or anything like that, which obviously, you know, if it's a number two, everybody wants the privacy of their own home, but he just can't face leaving the house just in case it happens. And that would be a kind of phobia, wouldn't it? It stresses him out so much that he just can't live a normal life because of it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. That is... I've just knocked the mic again.
Yeah, it was just a gentle bump, don't worry. It's nothing compared to what we used to deal with, Josh. Nothing.
That's very true.
Nothing. Just a quiet one.
Yeah, just a quiet one. I can't wait to use the rest of them buttons.
I can barely reach them. That's why that was so quiet. You're holding that stuff to yourself, aren't you? It's like, this is sacred. My precious.
I can move it a bit if you like. Do you remember?
Wow, 2 centimeters. Thank you.
Do you remember which order they're in there? You might press the wrong one.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah, I don't want to press the wrong one just in case.
So some of the reasons why people could have phobias.
Is this a guessing game? Or
I mean, you can if you want.
Okay.
It's kind. Some of them are kind of obvious.
I think I'm going to say that probably the number one is from parental or siblings' influence.
Yes, that is number two. Yeah, that is the second.
Damn it.
One.
I would say that was number one. But, in the way that you've written them down, in the list that you've written, obviously not, right?
No. I mean, there's no order to them. It's just reasons why people have phobias, to be fair.
Okay.
This isn't part of the game. I just thought.
Oh, right. You told me there was a game coming up.
Oh, there is.
All right. I want to say hereditary, but I don't. But maybe that's more of like a.
Yes.
Hey.
That's one. Genetics, yeah.
Genetics,
yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh, and you get another one for the siblings and the parents. So that's two for two.
Ba-ding. That's replaced my little ba-ding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
We like it though, it's nice.
Okay. I was going more along the feel of like not necessarily genetics and hereditary traits, but like a community thing.
No, there's only.
I can imagine that on the Isle of Komodo, everybody's scared of Komodo dragons. You know, that's all. That's where my mind was taking me.
Yeah, that
maybe outside of the box there.
That comes under the same category as like siblings and parents because it's just influence in a way. The major one is an incident or trauma.
That would have been my next one is from past experience.
Yeah. I won't say it again because I've mentioned it before, but like the whole thing with my cousin stepping on the eel and then the guts.
That's why you don't like things with arms and legs.
Specifically snakes and eels because of like an incident that happened, and I haven't been able to shake that phobia. Like, I've got to the point for me with my phobia, I can now be in the same room as a snake or an eel, but I haven't brought myself to be able to like touch one yet or anything like that. So
if I throw this box of worms at you.
If you did throw a box of worms at me, I don't know if I could continue this podcast. I would have to. For today.
Okay. Note to yourself: don't do that later on.
I would probably ignore you for a good 24 hours. I think.
Is that all?
Yeah, I'd give you a good silent treatment.
Wow, I thought I'd get a proper Josh grudge for that one.
No, proper Josh grudges.
At least a week.
If it was snakes or eels, 100%, that would be. Possibly months, but worms and maggots and things. I don't have a phobia of them anymore.
All right, really. Okay.
So we've said about like learning and hearing bad experiences as well. Like that's under the community thing that you were saying. Also, that kind of works with like there's an example of it's almost like Chinese whispers or like myths, isn't it? Like. When you're in school.
Oh, yeah, don't step on the cracks and all that sort of
thing. Don't step on the three drains and stuff like that. It's all black cats. I suppose when you hear something, sometimes people just take that.
Yeah, old wives' tales.
So that would come into it. I've got some statistics for you.
Awesome.
So
statistics.
I'll start off. 9.2% of children and teens have a phobia.
You're going through them buttons faster than we've got time.
Yeah. I think that's 4 out of the 8.
I think that is, man.
9.2% of children and teens have a phobia, according to the National Health Survey.
Yeah, getting out of bed for teens.
Oh, leave me alone. I can't get out of bed, I'm phobic. But that's the whole world. So 9.2. This is on a global scale, my statistics.
Right.
Adults, however, when they... I haven't got a button for adults. They become 18 plus, it's between 5.5 and 7.4% of people have a phobia.
Sorry, was that, what was the first one?
So
it's 9%.
So children and teens, 9.2.
And then it goes down when you reach adults. I guess life experience, you know, and being brave enough to take a risk sometimes. And realizing that you've got a responsibility to get up and get out and do stuff. then, you know, you put your fears to one side for certain things, don't
you? Yeah, I think a lot of it as well is, like, when people have children, like, the amount of mothers and fathers that would do anything to, like, save or look after or whatever their kids, I feel like that comes into it. Like, I'm scared of snakes, but if I had seconds to save my nephew from a rattlesnake, I'd probably at least run up and kick the snake away. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you wouldn't grab your nephew and get him as far from the snake as possible.
No.
You'd try and pee off the snake.
Well, it's hard to say in that situation, isn't it? But like, fight or flight.
Do we remove ourselves from the situation or poke it with a stick?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's seconds, do you know what I mean? If you've got seconds to spare, my brain would probably, rather than trying to grab him and move him, because that would give the snake time to lunge.
I don't know.
It's a hypothetical.
Maybe when you've had children, you see things slightly different.
Because
you've always got one eye on them anyway when you've had kids.
True, yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, he's going somewhere where I don't really want him to. No, he's going a little bit close to that. No, let's stick you back here rather than touching the thing that you don't want him close to, because you don't want to...
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to... obviously, if it was a rattlesnake, we don't really get them in this country. But if it was like an electric fence, for example, you don't go, oh, no, what I'm going to do is kick the electric fence. You go, no, I'll get you away from there, rather than giving them a demo of what happens when you touch the electric fence.
Although I guarantee if you did give them a demo, they wouldn't touch it themselves.
Possibly.
But it's all hypothetical.
But that's why we got them safety plugs going into plug sockets, isn't it?
True, so,
you know, they don't find out for themselves what it's like getting a belt of electric.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for babies. No. Also, you hear stories of mothers lifting cars off of children. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale.
I think that is like, I wouldn't say it happens every day, but I think there are a few cases of that happening in historical fact of people having almost superhuman powers to try and rescue their loved ones and whatnot from here comes the quiz. Yeah, no, from rescuing their loved ones from mortal danger.
Yeah. Yeah, no, true. It probably does happen around the world, to be fair. Well, I've got a little bit more of some notes and then it's quiz time. It's silly time.
Okay.
Phobias can be cured with a number of techniques, such as self-exposure therapy.
All right. So
slowly introducing what you're scared of into your life.
That only works in some cases, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah. That's like, with simple phobias, yeah.
I know someone, I'm not going to say who it is, that is allergic to peanuts and will not go anywhere near like a room that's got a peanut in it.
Well, that's not
you wouldn't lock him in a room with a peanut and go, you're going to have to work this out for yourself.
That's not even a phobia, is it, being allergic to peanuts? They're not
scared. They're scared of the peanut, though.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but I'm allergic to penicillin, but I'm not scared of penicillin. Do you know what I mean? If there was a room of penicillin, I wouldn't be like...
No, but you're not going to die from just touching a pill of penicillin, are you? I mean,
no.
This guy's severely allergic to peanuts. You know, like when they say, on this flight, you're not allowed to consume anything with peanuts in it because there's somebody with a severe allergy to it. Like, I mean, you wouldn't then... like, walk up and down the plane going, I've got the bag of the peanuts, and see who freaks out, would you?
Right, okay. So I'll change my statement. So if you are allergic to something, don't listen to the self-exposure therapy. This doesn't apply to you if you are deathly allergic to anything, especially peanuts. But if you have a simple phobia and aren't allergic to anything, you can self-expose yourself to the thing slowly.
So, yeah, go ahead and expose yourself to a rattlesnake. That's fine.
Also, the following techniques, if you are deathly allergic to something, won't apply to you. So just skip forward this part of the podcast. Hypnotherapy, again, won't save you from peanuts, but it is a way of helping people that have phobias, is hypnotherapy. Medication and antidepressants.
Yeah, you're talking about more of the...
phobias, yeah. Yeah, yeah, funny enough. I'm talking phobias, not things that people are allergic to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, yeah, hypnotherapy and stuff would help people who just have a bit of a reaction to going outside, or, you know, getting fat, or, you know, something like that. You know, but yeah, I mean,
yeah,
because there are phobias where people are phobic because they have a genuine reason to be scared of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then the irrational side of things, obviously, yeah, the hypnosis and medication and stuff like that is going to help, potentially.
Yeah, I knew someone that was really like addicted to junk food, and they didn't have the self-control to not pick up like burgers and chips and stuff every day, and they wanted more of a palate. So they actually got hypnotherapy to kind of trick them into liking vegetables.
Okay. So did that work?
I think so, yeah, because they still eat loads of junk food and they're still fat as but at least they're incorporating like broccoli and things into their diet.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good method, but I don't know if that would work with me for Brussels sprouts.
No.
I am phobic of Brussels sprouts, definitely. Don't lock me in a room with a Brussels sprout. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, we can try it, can't we? get your hypnotherapy for sprouts.
No, it didn't work with me, did it?
Oh, true.
I tried that to give up smoking, and yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't work, so
for
you...
half an hour.
you did it on your own to prove to the hypnotherapist that it didn't work, and as a result, you don't smoke anymore.
Well, yeah.
Yes, no, I agree. Hypnotherapy didn't work.
It didn't work, though. Because, like, for, I think, about a month afterwards, I was still smoking quite heavily.
Yeah, it did take you a while.
Probably worse than what I did before the hypnotherapy.
But now, look at you.
I know.
You're a spring chicken.
What it took was teeth implants and £8,000.
I thought that was appropriate.
I guess, yeah. The other one would have been appropriate as well. No, don't use it yet.
Which one?
Yeah, I'm in that bottom corner. Yeah. Use it yet. We got to break it to him slowly.
Medication can help with phobias. It says here antidepressants. Some antidepressants help people.
Yeah, can do. Yeah.
And counselling, actual counselling and talking to
therapy.
Someone.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I got. If you're not willing to do those things and your phobia's not that bad, then I won't worry about it.
And good old trial and error. What is it? Tough love, they call it. If you're scared of deep water, chuck them in and let them swim their way out.
Yeah,
and then they realise that they can swim after all, and the deep water isn't quite as bad as what they thought.
I have a similar approach with food that I don't like, where every 6 months or so, I'll try it again just to see if my taste buds have changed. And I'm like, oh, no, it's still terrible. I don't like it. So
yeah, I'm the same with sprouts, except I haven't tried it in about 6 years.
Well, that's not the same, is it? You got to try sprouts. You might like them.
Yeah, but I tried them every year up to the last 6 years.
Right, I'm telling you now, this year...
That's 38 years of trying Brussels sprouts, and I still didn't like them after 38 years.
I'm going to get my Auntie Judy's recipe, and you will like sprouts. I can guarantee you.
I might like the recipe, but I won't like the sprouts.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
And you'll like it.
Okay.
So, we're going to... slowly transition into the...
I'm now a little bit scared of the day that you make me eat sprouts.
You will eat sprouts and you will like it. And you'll come back onto this podcast and you'll go, you know what? Josh made me the best sprouts I've ever eaten. And now I don't hate them as much as I did. You might not like them, but I can guarantee you it'll be the one recipe where you're like, actually, it's not as bad as I thought.
If ever that's actually... eat sprouts and I like them, I will personally go,
yeah! That's going to happen this Christmas.
Okay.
So, genetic phobias.
Dinner at yours this Christmas, then?
If you want. We can... if you're coming around for Christmas, I'm only making sprout dishes. So, it's up to you. The invite's there, but I'm only going to make various sprout dishes to find which sprout
dish
you're...
Maybe I'll go to Yorkshire this Christmas.
That's the deal. So, genetic phobias.
Genetic phobias. Phobias that you actually inherit.
Yeah. Well, humans don't actually have any.
Oh, right.
Well, I say that. We have a distant relative of a phobia through evolution, but it's not 100% affecting every human. It's just something over time that... I'll just go into it. So...
I was going to say, the things like snakes and spiders, I would imagine, are the stuff that we've learned to avoid.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. So it's through evolution. It's like, you know, well, I'll start with the worst example because it doesn't really make sense. So lions don't like hippos. Like they have a genetic kind of, it's not full on phobia. When I say phobia, I use, for this section of the research, I'm using it very loosely because we all know about food chains and things like that.
Yeah.
Lions have great difficulty taking down hippos. Well, and
Hippos are like 15 times bigger than a lion and got jaws that could swallow a lion whole. Of course they're scared of hippos.
But lions keep trying. But
that's
now,
not a phobia.
No,
that's just
I
foolish.
Said loosely. Oh my God. You're ruining this podcast about phobias and it's annoying.
I'm sorry.
Said from the start, I'm using it loosely. So over time, lions keep trying to attack hippos. They've now reached a point where it's not a phobia, but they know now. They're like, right, don't mess with that big aquatic cow because we're not going to win. So through studies, they have said that lions, by definition, technically have a phobia of hippopotamuses. If we're talking plural...
Okay, if scientists have said it, then I'll believe you. And yes, lions have phobias of hippos, as do most living creatures.
Yes. I need to calm down.
That I've ever seen a hippo.
Right. The next one. I know you're going to poke holes in this as well, but you know what?
I just love getting you into a rant
right,
situation.
Right, next time you do your research, I'm going to ask questions and be like, well, technically it's not a black hole, is it? Because in space, it actually, you
it
can't see it.
It doesn't have a colour.
It doesn't have a colour, so it's actually an invisible hole. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Right, the next example I've got here. Pigs are scared of snakes.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Elephants are scared of pigs, so it's a vicious circle, isn't it?
Do you know the reason why pigs are scared of snakes? It's so simple.
Snakes slither along the ground, and pigs spend most of their time snuffling in the ground, and they don't want to get bitten on the snout.
Yeah, you're pretty much there. It's because snakes are closer to the ground than pigs, so they don't like it.
Yeah, fair enough.
You pretty much got it. And the one that involves us is, through evolution, monkeys have always been scared of snakes. Apes and monkeys have always been scared of snakes because snakes used to climb up trees, and eat the babies.
Yeah, yeah.
So through evolution, we've always been very weary of snakes. And
that
a part of the studies is, even with toy snakes, the monkeys went crazy. They did not like it at all.
Oh, really?
They'd be screaming, jumping up and down.
Them little plastic ones with all the joints that you can make them weave around and stuff.
Yeah, it did not go down well with the monkeys. So that's all I've got. Now we're going to play a game. We're going. You guys can tune in at home as well. See how many you get of these. I am going to sound the soundboard for everyone that you get correct.
Okay.
And then I'll just readjust the order.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
So, What did you want first? Should we start off with the slightly more boring one, which is the top 10 most common phobias?
How are we doing this? Are you telling me what the phobia is about and I have to guess the name? Or are you going to say the name, which is very dangerous for you with some of these phobias, and I have to guess what it's about?
I tell you what, I actually like your idea of I will say the name and then you tell me what you think it is about.
Okay.
And if you get it right, you get a buzzer.
Right. You get a ding. Okay, I get a ba-ding. Right.
So, I've got a couple of like honorable mentions for things that didn't make the top 10 but were very close to the top 10. So, I can give you them first.
Yeah, let's
just
do them first.
So, coming in at number 12, claustrophobia. What's that, Pirate?
Well, that one's a little bit easy because it's a fear of enclosed spaces, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's number 12.
Thank you.
Phantophobia, number 11. Phantophobia.
A fear of ghosts?
Oh, you're close. I'll give you a chance to slightly change it. Phantophobia.
Fear of... dying.
Yes! You got it. Yeah, okay. Fear of death. This thantophobia. So here we are, top 10. Most common phobias. Number 10, misophobia.
A fear of soup.
No. It's not miso soup. miso.
That was a poor sound choice, but anyway, yeah.
What would you have picked?
Nothing on there, to be honest.
Yeah, misophobia. I have mentioned it already.
Have you?
Yeah, today.
Fear of broccoli.
No.
I don't know.
It's germs and dirt and bacteria.
Okay.
Number 9, we've mentioned already, agoraphobia.
Fear of the outdoors, yeah.
Yeah, no escape. Number 8 is social phobia.
Fear of crowds.
Yeah, social interactions. Number 7, trypanophobia. Trypanophobia. I'll give you a clue for this one. I'm definitely not scared of it.
Food.
You're definitely not scared of it. Food. you son of a... How dare you? I can't believe... No, it's not food. Some would say your left arm is not scared of it either. I'm definitely not scared of it. Trypanophobia.
Trypanophobia. Watches. Tattoos.
Needles, injections.
Needles. Okay.
Yeah.
When you said my left arm's not scared of it, I was... verging on something that I don't really want to talk about. A little bit personal.
Oh, no. I don't know what happened there. Astrophobia. This is a good one. Astrophobia.
Astro is the night sky, isn't it? So fear of...
Sky is right. Sky is right. Number 6, astrophobia.
Fear of the night sky. Dark skies. Fear of...
Something that happens in the sky.
Eclipses.
A bit lower to the ground.
Fear of falling. Fear of...
up in the sky.
Give me that many clues. You're confusing me.
Type of weather.
Fear of thunderstorms.
Yes.
I was a cheat on it, really.
Okay, right. We'll give you this one then. Cenophobia. With a... C Y.
Fear of John Cena.
No. I need to start with the sample. No, no one's scared of John Cena. They love him.
You can't see him anyway.
No, you can't see him.
Cenophobia.
But it's spelled C-Y-N-O.
Cenophobia.
I was surprised.
Fear of bacteria?
No, that was number 10. I feel like for number 5, this is quite weird. I would not expect this many to be scared of it.
Fear of coral?
No.
No. Fear of mushrooms?
No, no.
Fear of fountain pens?
No. Do you want me to give you a clue?
Go on.
You have three of the opposite.
Fear of cats.
Three of the opposite.
Fear of female cats.
Oh, Christ. What do cats hate?
Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, number five. I thought that was weird. A fear of dogs, wolves, and canines.
Yeah, I mean, caninophobia, I would say, but not cynophobia. Cynophobia.
Well,
okay.
These, I don't know how they come out with the names of them, because you wait until we get to...
If it was canophobia.
Yeah, yeah. You would think so.
Canis is Latin for dog, so, you know...
But you wait until we get to the 10 most unusual phobias, because okay. None of them make sense.
Go on then.
So, number four, aerophobia.
Fear of aeroplanes?
Yeah, flying.
Flying. Yeah,
I'll give it to you. Number three, acrophobia.
Acrophobia.
We have mentioned it already. You got over it.
Oh. Heights.
Yeah.
Right. Is it?
Acrophobia.
Oh, okay.
Number two, ophidiophobia.
Ophidiophobia.
Ophidia. Remember
fear
this...
of December.
No. Remember, this is the 10 most common phobias.
Oh, common phobias.
We're not in the unusual phobias.
Ophidiophobia.
To help you out, number one is arachnophobia, which you know.
Yeah.
So you've got number one. So
ophidiophobia. Snakes.
Yeah, snakes. Ophidiophobia.
Okay. These are the common ones?
Good. They're the common ones.
Right.
So just to quickly number two is snakes.
Oh, number two is snakes. I thought you said three. Sorry.
Yeah. So just to break that down quickly for people, number one is spiders, then snakes, heights, fear of flying, dogs, thunderstorms and lightning, needles and injections, social interactions, no escape and large spaces, and then germs and dirt. So that's your top 10 most common phobias.
Yep.
Now, we're going to go...
These ones are rare ones.
The
yeah.
top 10 most
obscure.
Unusual phobias from around the world. Now, number 11, just to give you an idea of how wacky we're going, I'll give you what missed the top 10. So
okay.
Number 11 is trypophobia. So I won't get...
Fear of the number three.
No.
No?
So trypophobia is a fear of a pattern of holes. So basically crumpets, sponges, little holes in a pattern.
Right.
So that's how weird we're getting here. So number 11, yeah. Also, just a little bit of a fact here. It's not in the top 11 or anything. I Googled what my fear is, which is eels, snakes, and anything without arms and legs.
Is this on the list or extra to the list?
This is extra to the list.
Okay.
This isn't even on the list.
Go on then.
Herpetophobia.
Herpesophobia.
Herpetophobia.
Herpetophobia. Okay.
Which makes no sense.
Okay.
But so number 10, pogonophobia.
Fear of one-legged creatures.
Yeah, like I say, these names make no sense. Pogonophobia.
Well, do I try and guess the answers, or do I just try and, you know, guess what I think it should be? Pogonophobia. Fear of a lack of one-legged creatures.
No, it is a fear of beards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No one should have that. Beards
no,
are
they
awesome.
Shouldn't. That's why I put it in the list. Well, it is in the list anyway.
Well, I feel sorry for people who've got a fear of beards. Bearded men are, you know, the most trustworthy people that you can possibly meet.
They are. Unless they're warlocks, evil warlocks.
There's not many of them about anymore.
No.
I wonder what the phobia of evil warlocks is.
Warlockophobia. Well, it's not, because the names don't add up. That's what
peanutophobia.
Yeah, probably. That's what it should be. So number nine, we've got omphalophobia.
Fear of Oompa Loompas.
No.
Fear of Willy Wonka. Fear of chocolate.
No.
Fear of...
Omphalophobia.
Fear of boats on chocolate rivers.
No, it's on your body.
Fear
Everyone
of
has
belly
one.
Buttons.
Yes.
Yay! Wow, I actually
yeah.
got one.
Globophobia.
Fear of spheres, circles, globes, the world. Fear of the planet.
Do you know what? You are actually on the right lines of it's globe shaped. but you can buy these things. It's actually quite a kind of they common.
Baubles.
No, I think birthdays.
Birthday.
Globophobia.
Fear of birthday cakes. Cakes? Candles?
Circular.
Pinatas.
Decoration? You're almost there. You're so close. I don't want to tell you.
For a birthday? A globe-shaped birthday decoration? Yeah. Oh, balloon! Yeah, you kind of gave me that one, but yeah.
Now, this one, I think you might get. Octophobia.
Fear of the number 8.
Yes! You got it! Which is bizarre that anyone has a phobia of that. Also, we're not judging on people that have these fears or phobias.
Yeah, no, if you have any particularly this list of fears, then I actually feel sorry for you.
Mm. Ablutophobia, number 6. Ablutophobia.
Ablut.
Ablut, yeah. Ablutophobia.
Ablut. Ablut. Oh, I recognise that word, but I don't... Ablut.
Ablutophobia.
Ablutophobia. Fear of curved walls.
No, but I like that. That's a good one. No. Ablutophobia.
Ablutement. What's that? It's a... Ablutement. Ablut. It's not going to have anything to do with ablutements, is it?
I don't think so.
Or is it abutment? Abutment. Oh. Ablutophobia.
A random guess.
Fear of comic books.
No. It is a fear of bathing or cleaning oneself.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think I know a few people with that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Number 5, xanthophobia, spelt with an X. Xanthophobia. This one, to me, on the list, this one to me is the weirdest one. Xanthophobia.
Xanthophobia. A fear of being smited by God.
No. That would make more sense than what it is.
Yeah. What?
It's on par with like the fear of number 8. It's something so like
out there. Fear of being hit by a golf ball.
No, it's more similar than that. It's odd. Minion is a good clue.
Fear of teddy bears.
No.
Fear of little people. Fear of cartoons. Fear of.
No, I feel like I should have a timer.
Fear of the colour green.
You're so close.
Really? Oh, fear of the colour yellow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that. Minion. Fear of the colour green. Yeah, no. The fear of the colour yellow. Xanthophobia. And I thought that was so bizarre.
That is a bizarre one.
Now, this one, I don't understand how they've got the name and the actual fear because they are so different. Plutophobia.
Fear of small planets? Fear of dogs.
No,
fear
you would think...
Cartoons. Fear of cartoon dogs.
You would fear think of, that small planets would be the answer.
Fear of button noses.
No.
Fear of black whippy tails.
No. It fear makes the world go round, if I could put it that way. It's what keeps the world running.
Money.
Yeah. Fear of money.
Oh.
Plutophobia.
Plutophobia. Oh. Fair enough. I definitely don't have plutophobia.
No. Arrhythmophobia. Arrhythmophobia.
Fear of your heart going asymmetrical. No.
No.
Arrhythmophobia. Yeah. Fear of music. Fear of...
Arrhythmophobia.
Fear of drums. Fear of...
Not music. You are...
Movies.
I'm impressed.
Fear of pictures.
No.
Fear of art. Fear of...
Keep going. Keep going through school subjects.
Biology, fear of science, fear of history, fear of English, maths.
Yes.
Maths.
Fear of maths and numbers.
Oh.
Arithmophobia.
Yeah, of course. Arithmetic.
Now, this one, I feel like a lot of Gen Z would have this one. This is...
Fear of getting up in the morning.
No. It's just as bad, though. Nomophobia.
Gnome, as it's spelled G-N-O-M-E.
No, N-O-M-O. Nomophobia.
Nomophobia. Nomophobia. Fear of using fabric softener.
No. Fear if I told you it was a fear of being without something.
Fear of being without your phone. Gotta be.
Yeah. Okay. Nomophobia. See, that one's kind of in the name because it's no mobile phone.
No mobile, yeah.
So number one,
cell phone, no cell phone,
no cell phone, no nomophobia. So number one, this is the most unusual phobia I could find on the internet.
Right.
Now bear with me because this is very hard to say.
This is going to be funny then.
Arachibutyrophobia. Arachibutyrophobia. I think that's how you say it.
Arachibutyrophobia.
Arachibutyrophobia.
Fear of women in burkas.
No.
Fear of...
Arachibutyrophobia.
Spiders without legs.
No. They'd just be like...
A raisin. Yeah. Fear of raisins. Fear of...
You know what?
Pasta.
Raisins is probably closer. It is food related.
Fear of sprouts. Do I have arachibutyrophobia?
No. You were closer with
soup.
You were closer with someone that was almost, well, had a phobia of peanuts.
Oh.
That's very close to what it is.
Oh, a fear of mushrooms, fear of vegetables, fear of...
No, it's peanut related.
Fear of nuts, fear of salt. Fear
no, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you'll ever guess it.
Fear of bird feeders.
Arachibutyrophobia is the fear of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Oh! Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Is there a variant for Nutella getting stuck to the roof of your mouth?
That's just bliss.
Oh, fair enough.
That's
okay.
The snack that keeps on giving.
That's a racking Nutella phobia.
I've got... One last game for you, my friend.
Oh, another one? Crikey.
Yeah,
another one?
Another one.
Wow.
So, this is a quick one, though. There's only seven, and it's not in any particular order. I'm just going to tell you the celebrity, and you tell me, try and guess what their phobia is.
I haven't got to guess the name, though, just what they're scared of.
Yeah, just what they're scared
of.
So,
go
it's
on,
a
then.
Bit easier.
Right,
so,
go on then.
Do you remember Rake from... Jackass?
No.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Well, he's scared of mustard, so...
Oh, okay.
There's videos of him being chased by mustard and things
right.
like that. So.
To be honest, I'm probably not going to know half the celebrities that you're going to read out here anyway. So.
I think you will.
Let's have a go. Let's have a go.
Do you know the celebrity Kristen Bell?
Is it male or female? It's not Christian Bale.
No.
Kristen
Bell.
Bell,
yeah.
Female.
Yes, female actress.
No, but I'm going to guess arachnophobia.
No.
Spiders, no.
She is scared of having pruny fingers.
Oh, like when you get when you get out of the bath. And
yeah,
like, oh, fair
to
play.
The point where she...
She puts on rubber gloves to get in the bath.
Yeah, she has gloves.
Oh, fair play.
Pool gloves, she calls them. Martin Freeman. You know Martin Freeman.
Yes, yeah, I know him.
This one's simple. It's a food.
I was going to say it would be ironic if he was scared of hobbits and short people, wouldn't it? It's food. Twiglets. What?
Twiglets. That's so random. I love it.
Well, I had to choose something other than broccoli and sprouts, didn't I, really?
Yeah. No,
and
it's
peanuts.
Avocados.
Oh, I've got that as well.
Yeah.
Martin. I hate avocados.
Martin Freeman.
Wouldn't say I'm phobic of them, but...
No, he does not like them at all, avocados. No. David Beckham. Here's a clue. It's an animal. One that we haven't mentioned.
It's not going to be three lions, is it?
definitely not.
One we haven't mentioned so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Fear of...
And it is in this country.
Oh, it is?
Well, you can get... They're in multiple countries, but...
Fear of grass snakes.
Oh, you're...
Grasshoppers.
No. Oh. You're on the right lines, though, man.
Fear of ants?
No.
Is it an insect?
No, it's...
Oh. Moles.
It's not a reptile, either.
A mole isn't a reptile?
No, it's not a reptile.
Okay.
That's
a
kind
bird?
Of clue. No, it's not
a
bird.
A mammal?
It's close to a reptile, but it's not a reptile.
Is it badgers?
No. They hop.
Fear of... Oh, you said grasshoppers. Rabbits. Kangaroos. We don't get kangaroos in this country. What else? Hops.
You're going to kick yourself.
Probably.
Frogs.
Oh, of course.
You're scared of frogs.
Oh, that's why you were doubling down on that it's not a reptile.
Yeah, that's right,
an amphibian.
I wasn't implying moles were reptiles. I was trying to give you a clue. If I thought a mole was a reptile, I think I'd have severe problems. Okay, this one's another type of animal that you have mentioned. I think this one a lot of people are kind of scared of.
Snakes.
No, Scarlett Johansson.
Spiders.
No.
No. Sheep. No, I haven't mentioned those so far. Kangaroos.
No, it's kind of a common one. Like
common one.
You love them. You absolutely
cats,
love them.
Cats, dogs. I love them. Yeah. Hedgehogs. No.
Some would say you're twitching at the window to see them.
Birds. Yeah. Should be birds.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson really? Doesn't like
oh,
birds.
Yeah, actually, a lot of women are like that. They don't like the flapping sort of sense. They don't like, not necessarily a bird, but like, a flock of birds making all the flappy, you know, kind of...
Flappy?
Flappy. Well, birds flap, don't they? That's what, because, like, my miss is the same. She doesn't like large groups of birds. She gets scared of them because they're fluttering and flapping. And,
that's
know.
Fair enough, isn't it? Yeah. Birds are also intelligent.
I could understand it with bats, but not necessarily birds.
I've got two more celebrities for you, and these ones are a little bit out there. So I've got Megan Fox and Matthew McConaughey. Which one do you want first?
Oh, which
I mean, you're not going to guess them, so I might as well just tell you.
Yeah, go for it.
Megan Fox is scared of dry paper.
Dry paper?
Dry paper.
She's not scared of wet paper?
No. So this sounds nuts, but I dug a little deeper because I was like, there's no way. This has got to be like someone trolling.
It's got to be a wind-up, yeah.
No, so she has her agent and people laminate all of her scripts and things like that because she doesn't like the feel of dry paper, genuinely.
Oh, okay.
So she has things laminated and stuff. She doesn't.
Why
doesn't
she just get it downloaded on an iPad?
She probably does that now. Yeah, probably does. Yeah, like, yeah, she's just not a fan of dry paper.
Okay. And Matthew McConaughey, I think he is scared of being thin.
No, because he was thin, wasn't he, for... That movie, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. No. Then I think during Interstellar, he absolutely himself when he had to drive through a cornfield because he's scared of corn.
No, no. It's odd. It's, shall I just tell you? It's
fizzy water.
No.
No. Okay. Go on. I'm running out of random things to come up with.
Revolving doors.
Okay.
He has a phobia of revolving doors.
Oh.
Yeah. And that concludes everything that I found on phobias, including a fun game that, to be honest, there was probably simpler, easier ways of doing that.
There probably was. Wow. I can't believe how much time that's taken.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. So to the scale. How?
Do you know I forget every week that we do a scale?
Yeah. Well, you know. Now, I don't want to, because obviously we've been through some common phobias, we've been through some rare phobias, we've been through some just absolutely obscure phobias.
All kinds.
We can't categorize, oh, how paranormal do you think, or how believable, or anything like that with phobias. It's like, how ridiculous is it that we even have phobias as humans? Well, it's not ridiculous because it's part of our fight or flight. Part of it is just who we are, you know, being alive, isn't it? Fight or flight technique. So how integral are phobias to our way of life?
They're more of a kind of hindrance.
They are a hindrance, but at the same time, dangerous snakes, dangerous spiders, dangerous hippos.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, well, I've got an answer for you.
They're kind of integral, but really weird, obscure ones, like being scared of dry paper is just ridiculous. Mm. So that's got to bring the score back down a little bit.
It's got to be a solid 5.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be flat in the middle.
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
Because some of it, will save your life. If you don't go near that rattlesnake, you're not going to get bitten, and you're going to live a little bit longer.
Yep.
If you don't jump out of an aeroplane without a parachute, you're going to live a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
One might say that jumping out of an aeroplane without a parachute has nothing to do with your fear of heights, because you wouldn't be up there in the first place if you had a fear of heights. But yeah, when you get to the more silly ones, they're the kind of, they are more of a hindrance than anything else. And you're, what are you looking for that air horn now?
No, you carry on.
You're going to do something.
No.
I've got a slight phobia of what you're going to do.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just seeing if it's saved.
And you haven't even used the last, what is it, one or two? Has it saved?
Yes.
Has it saved? He doesn't know.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, it has. Oh, cool. So, yeah, flat. Yeah, I guess straight up, five flat for phobias.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think
some people rely on them. Some people definitely don't benefit from them. But they are here, probably here to stay, sometimes saving our lives, sometimes making our lives a little bit worse.
Yeah.
But very entertaining.
I hope so.
Particularly fear of broccoli.
Yeah, and other random things, the colour yellow. Let us know what your phobias are, if you have any. We won't use them against you in any way. We just are curious to know. See if anyone's got an even stranger phobia. I can't think of anyone that I know that has a strange phobia. Like, everyone that I know seems to have a normal one. Well, I say normal, that's not really fair, but common ones, like spiders, snakes, things like that.
I don't know anybody who's scared of aspen trees.
Louis's scared of flying to the point where we all took a 45-minute plane journey to Amsterdam and he decided to get an 18-hour coach. That's how much he's scared of flying.
Really?
Yeah.
Skeptic Louis?
Yeah, yeah. He's proper scared of flying. He absolutely hates it. To the point where he got an 18-hour coach.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, to answer
And he's the ultimate skeptic.
Yeah. Yeah, he absolutely hates it. But he
believes
it.
That any plane that he gets on is going to crash.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't dive into his brain. I just know that he's, like, deathly scared of flying. He's, not happy at all about it.
Okay, fair enough. Right.
That's the only thing.
Well, I would like to say congratulations to Josh for putting together an excellent note. Next one down. That's the one. Well done. Well done. Brilliant episode. Well presented. Oh, thanks. Okay, yeah. That's it. No, you had your chance. That's it. That's done. And we're nearly up to an hour now, so thank you, everybody. See you next week. I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality, and this is Josh playing with his soundboard.
Ta-ta.
Bye.